You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Well, I gotta say, we were ready to play. Ashley is all ready, but then the guy that we had on the line, I guess, got scared.
He bounced. He left. Come on.
He's like, oh,
I don't want to do this. We
all
need
right,
a guy.
So now we have that opened it up. So we need a gentleman to represent for the boys, unless you're scared. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Don't wait for somebody else to call. You call. While we talk to sweet Ashley. Ashley, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Oh, you're isn't all bubbly.
Isn't it something that before you even got on the air, you totally intimidated the dude who was holding?
Oh, it's something, all right.
He's what a chicken.
Let's see if there's any guys out there that want to take on this assignment. 303-691-1649. Ashley, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
I work at a nursing home. I do reception and payroll at a nursing home.
Well, then,
you know,
that's
Jeremy
good.
Used to work there. Jeremy
I did many years ago. Like a retirement / nursing home community. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool gig. It's it makes you appreciate your life, you know. And
yeah,
what was your job
again? For sure.
I was like an activities director. I did all the activities and planned the week for the residents and brought music in and. Did
you know
all that
what,
kind
I,
of stuff.
The best job in the place,
it was kind of fun, opinion. Actually. It was really, really kind of cool.
You know what I remember from him telling me this years ago, Ashley, that was so funny. I'm going to have him repeat it. He used to take the older gentlemen out to like meals or whatever.
Yeah, we'd have like guy night, take all the old guys out.
And they had the greatest little nickname for their group of retired gentlemen. What did you call them?
We were the Romeos, and it was real old men eating out. So it was the
real
Rome-
old men eating out.
So, Romeo.
That's adorable. I love it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, listen, you're representing for the ladies today, so good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
And the guy you're going up against is Robert. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for stepping
Morning
up.
Morning to you.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
The guys needed you. What do you do, Robert?
I'm a UPS driver.
Nice.
All right.
Brown.
I got nothing else to say for that.
If we were buddies, I would just call you Brown all the time. Brown's here.
Are you out on your rounds right now?
No, I'm on my way to work.
You ever shake the boxes and try to guess what's inside?
Oh, I hope so.
I would do that all the time. Every day's Christmas.
Kind of hard not to do it.
Yeah.
He's the honest UPS
He's like,
driver.
Oh, yeah, I shake the hell
That's
out of
That's
what
I like about it. Here's the way this game
I
works.
Do it intentionally.
Uh-huh, right.
Okay. Here's the way the game works. I'm going to ask Robert some questions that women are probably more likely to know. And then Jeremy has questions for Ashley that dudes are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win and we'll get the prize. If we are tied after three questions, we play sudden death overtime. We also alternate. Who goes first? Today, the ladies are first,
Ooh,
Jeremy.
All right.
So. Ooh, I'm ready.
All right, Ashley, here we go. What movie franchise would you find a character named Leatherface?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, girl.
That is absolutely
You're not getting
right.
any help, are you?
Nope, I'm driving to work right now.
Okay, just making sure. No cheating.
Robert, you don't have anybody in the car with you, do you?
No.
Okay.
One of you has a radio on or something. Can you turn that down? Turn it all the way off, please. One of you?
Yep.
There you go. Yeah. Come on, Brown. Yeah.
Get it together, Brown. Robert, your first question. What boot brand that originated in Australia is known for its soft-soled sheepskin boots? What brand is that?
Oh.
The UGG.
Yeah, it absolutely
it's fun
is
to say,
UGG.
Isn't it? UGG.
Ugg.
I love Uggs. I think they are the sexiest thing. I'm so weird.
Why?
Pair of skinny jeans with some Uggs. That is a good look. And I'm talking about me wearing that. I'm just joking, Ashley. I'm just joking.
Not really. Tied 1-1. Back to Ashley.
Oh, Ash. What actor played the dude in the movie The Big Lebowski?
Jeff Bridges.
Dang. You're unstoppable.
She knows her stuff.
The dude
hey, Robert,
abides.
The dude abides. That's right.
And didn't the rug tie the room together or something
like
that?
Yeah, that's right. Another line. Yep.
What I liked in that movie was what's-his-name's bowling outfit, the onesie or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Was Jesus, wasn't it? Didn't they call him Jesus?
Or yeah,
was
Jesus.
It? Yeah.
And he wore a onesie bowling outfit.
So good. Such a great movie.
Back to Robert. Robert, can you tell me, please, which character on the TV show Friends was divorced 3 times? Who was that?
Rachel.
Close. It was Ross. Ross was divorced 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's what it comes down to. Ashley, if she gets this, she wins the game, and the girls creep out to a 2-1 lead for the month. If she misses it, Robert will have one more opportunity to try to send it to overtime.
I feel like the rest of my questions are kind of easy. Ashley, what rock band is Nikki Sixx a part of?
Hurry.
Black Veil Brides.
No, it's Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, I was
way off on that one. Okay.
Robert, you need this to send it to OT, all right, cowboy?
Burp.
Burp. Burp. Was that a ribbit? Are you a frog? Burp.
Let's see how you do with this one. Send it to overtime. If not, Ashley wins. Tell me, Robert, what's the name of Barbie's sister? The Barbie doll. Barbie has a sister. What's her name?
That is something
Guess.
I do not know.
You didn't know.
Guess.
It.
Guess.
Ashley, I don't know. Ashley?
No. Ashley? Skipper, right? It's Skipper.
Skipper.
It's little Skipper.
Yeah, it's Skipper.
Yeah, Barbie has a sister. It's Skipper.
She's got a sister named Skipper.
Was she around in the 90s?
Yes.
The game is over. Although Ashley sounds like she's trying
I
to
I know.
Make...
Ashley,
she's
hush.
Like, you just won the game.
You won. Don't deny it, Skipper. Sweet little innocent Skipper.
I shouldn't have won this game.
I don't know, no Skipper.
Look it up. Google it.
Wonder how long Skipper's been around.
Since the 60s.
Oh, really? That long?
Skipper's old. Mm-hmm. Robert, it was a delight talking to you, but I'm afraid you need to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
Yeah.
They certainly do today, my friend. Listen, drive carefully, okay?
I will. Thank you, guys.
Later, Brown.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Ashley, as much as you did not want the point for the girls today, I'm afraid you got it, okay?
Yes.
Well done.
That puts the ladies up 2-1 for the month of February. The ladies could win. They could use a win this month.
Yes,
badly,
they could.
Too.
So you're on a roll.
We were trying real hard last week or last month.
I know, but look what happened. The girls blew a 4-1 lead last month. That's
Yikes.
What I know. Stand by. Josh is going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay? Thank you for being on the show.
Good game.